WN for Cuba Light 95.9. Good afternoon. Jan Marquez here, and I'm very excited to introduce to you my next guest, Mary Pat Gokey. She's, of course, a pastor and director along with her husband, and she is of the Frontline Ministries. You've heard her on many times, and with Susie Thomas, even on our community. So thank you for being with me today.
Oh, thanks, Jan. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I know that what's on your heart is the same thing that's on mine, but you know, with voting coming up tomorrow, so share with us what is on your heart.
Sure, thanks. I appreciate that. Well, I know, Jan, that many may be confused or upset or even torn about what to do and how to approach tomorrow's election, and I would just like to add my voice as a leader to help eliminate that. And for me, I'm approaching this election from peace and confidence and saying, Lord, what would you have me do? I love our nation. I love this community. Yeah. What's really best for our people, your people? And I keep hearing from him, vote righteousness, trust mm-hmm. me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm moving in that direction. And I just really believe that you've heard it said before that as Ohio goes, so goes the nation. And this is time for the church to arise,
yes.
even with some of the conflict we may have been feeling. And I do believe that there's a platform that's much more consistent with biblical moral principles. And the one that's out there that's opposite of that is hostile to Christian values, and I think that's going to hurt our people potentially, and I believe that it's very important for us to stand confidently and vote for the issues.
Yes.
And I believe that there are some main things to consider that will propel us to not just say, well, I'm going to sit this one out
right.
and let it just happen. I really believe we have a right to vote, but that makes this a responsibility for us.
Mm-hmm.
So many people have given their lives,
yes.
and I would encourage all Americans, all in Stark County, everyone could step, because I believe we're a swing state, and I believe it'll make a difference.
Yes, amen. Very important, and a very important message, and I appreciate you taking the time to share that message. I mean, there are so many that I've heard in the past, and I hope that they have changed that view, that they didn't like either candidate, so they just weren't going to vote. But like you said, we need to vote for the issues. You know, there is no perfect person. And we don't
right.
always have a president to vote, a person to vote for who's necessarily a Christian. But like you said, we have to look at the issues and look at the things that we believe in and the biblical issues. And
right.
for one, anybody that's willing to kill innocent babies, I mean, that is definitely goes against what God says. And we have an opportunity to put an end to that.
Well, we do, because this election is really about defeating a far left liberal agenda.
Yes.
And we are, as pro-life people, really need to take a step and say, no, wait a minute, 55 million babies plus have been murdered since 1973, and we really need to elect people who will defend our Constitution. It's
yes.
very important that we get conservative justices, and the voters shouldn't doubt the power of the Supreme Court. And one decision can eradicate all restrictions on abortion.
Yes.
And we could actually have unelected and unaccountable activist judges put in place even beyond that.
Yes.
It was very, very important for us to consider those things. No matter where we stand, that we are responsible to see what's going to be best for our nation at large. And if you look at the history of other nations, any nation that didn't take life seriously was really going in a different direction. And I really believe that since we have been founded on Judeo-Christian ethics, that we really need to stand as one nation under God. So as Christians who do oppose abortion, that's very important.
Yes.
But I did hear actually the other agenda leader saying deep-seated cultural codes and religious beliefs, structural biases have to be changed. So we don't want to be fooled that it's very important to vote for the platform where solid conservatives will be on the transition team as well.
Amen.
So we have that responsibility. We
yes.
have that right.
Yes, we
and
do.
And I still believe that conservative justices would vigorously uphold our First Amendment, which would protect our freedom of religion and freedom of which will affect Christian colleges, ministries, churches, because I think there's a misunderstanding mm-hmm. of that First Amendment.
Yes.
Because it tended to prohibit the establishment of a state-sponsored church or denomination. And that's what's misunderstood by so many.
Yes, indeed.
And as a leader, I do recognize the intent of that First Amendment. So I have no problem speaking out and trusting that we will have a good Supreme Court and justices that will defend our rights.
Amen. But we have to do our part. We need to be in prayer before the Lord, and we need to get out and we need to vote and vote correctly. And I had Chris Long from the Ohio Christian Alliance on last hour, and they have voter guides that you can look at even online. Just go to Ohio Christian Alliance. You can Google that, Ohio Christian Alliance, or OCA, and check that out and see who is the one, the candidate that you need to vote for. The ones, it has a bunch of other information too, so that you can, you know, vote wisely. So thank you so much, Mary, for taking some time and sharing your heart with us today. Very important.
Jan, and I just encourage people, you're free to even go to my own Facebook page, because I really believe that there are many, many issues here, but when the Lord says, follow righteously, that when we vote righteously, that we are embracing something that He will back. He will back us.
Right.
Vote not for a liberal left, but really the mainstream of our nation.
Right.
And saying, oh, I'm tired of this. And this grassroots movement that we have.
Yes.
Going on. Wow. I mean, it's like wildfire. So we should go confident tomorrow, not sit this out.
Right.
And say, I have the privilege of voting. I need to do that. I'm going to leave the results up to the Lord.
That's right.
I need to vote for His heart. And I really believe we have that.
Amen. Well, thank you, Mary. I appreciate your time and all that you do and for your ministry. And pray. That's all we can do. God bless you, dear.
Oh,
let me let you give your, you said they could go to your Facebook. Give that.
They can just go to my Facebook page, Mary Pat Gokey, G-O-K-E. I just have things on there that I...
You're cutting out on me, dear. But anyhow, thank you so much for sharing.